Hello, everyone. This is Nyamka, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. So I was actually not planning on recording a podcast this evening. It is a Wednesday evening here in northern New Jersey, right outside of New York City. And I had gotten off for work. I'm working remotely, like a lot of people are doing right now. And a little bit after 7 o'clock in the evening, and I just was like, I have to record this podcast because my heart was just, I was just perplexed, just troubled by what I saw happen this Memorial Day weekend and how the events were covered. And how, as Christians, we need to have a godly response to what is happening in our world. We have to, and we have to be careful not to take the bait of Satan. Very careful. And I want to talk about that. So this podcast episode is actually going to begin a series called From the Heart. And as we should always be speaking from the heart, when we're doing, when we're putting content out, it should really come from a genuine place. I'm labeling this series From the Heart specifically because these are cultural issues, current events that have been on my heart, like very near and dear to my heart for quite some time. And I really want to share this and hopefully it's helped somebody. It's a blessing to somebody. I don't know. It enlightens somebody. It maybe takes somebody off of a wrong path, a wrong mentality about some things. So this episode is From the Heart, Memorial Day Weekend 2020. So before I get into the content of this episode, I always got to just sort of put this out here. You have to check out my website. NyamkaWard.com, NyamkaWard.com. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at NyamkaWard. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, prayer requests, I would love for you to go to my website, NyamkaWard.com, and you can just contact me through the contact form on the website. Also, I would love for the opportunity to if you're interested in after hearing the podcast or checking out my YouTube channel, the blog, definitely I would love to have the opportunity to speak at if you're having a speaking event like at your church or just having a conversation over a podcast. I would love that. So just contact me through the website. And I recently did my first Instagram video about sort of like the issue that came up with a sportscaster who said that racism in 2020. And I just sort of connected that to a deeper issue and a deeper spiritual issue with that type of denial. So definitely check that out. That's on my YouTube channel, which you can access through my website and also on my Instagram feed. So with that being said, let's jump into what troubled me this Memorial Day weekend. And I really want to make sure that we're on the same page about this. So on Memorial Day, my brother sends me a text message, and this is the text message. It's a headline from the Chicago Tribune. So I was born and raised in the city of Chicago. I am a city kid through and through. Born on the South Side, adolescent years on the West Side, and then high school through college years on the Near North Side, which that's the part of Chicago that I love. I love the Near North Side, but I am a Chicago city kid. So on Memorial Day, my brother sends me this text message. Chicago violence, deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years. Chicago violence, deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years. And he has a link in there to the Memorial Day weekend shootings in Chicago. So I get this text message and I'm just disturbed. because Chicago has been the murder capital of the United States, I believe, since 2011. It has had in this time frame more murders than New York City and Los Angeles combined. And Chicago definitely has a smaller population than New York and LA. And most of the murders in Chicago are coming from Black street gangs. That's where they're coming from. And when my brother sends me this text message, I'm just like disturbed. I am. And since the uptake in gang violence in Chicago, is something that I've prayed about for years. It's something that has hurt me to my core. Even though I live in I live in North Jersey now, all of my family is in Chicago. And I go home to visit my family, and the gang violence and the gang activity that is happening in that city and that has been happening since the uptake of these murders and shootings, I cannot express to you how much it hurts people who live in that city, because Chicago is such a beautiful city. It's so beautiful. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Chicago had, when I was growing up, and I've thought about this, Chicago, the city itself, was like a refuge for me. It really was. I loved getting out and seeing that city. And I remember when I came home one weekend, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and my mother said to me, I moved to New York City in July of 2010. So I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, my mother said to me, the Chicago you left is not the same Chicago you're returning to. And she was just saying that to me because I was talking about going to the beach, and she just had so much anxiety about me doing anything in the city because of how much the gang violence in that city is so just, I can't explain to you how much it hurts people who live in that city, who love that beautiful, because despite all of that, in my opinion, Chicago is, I've been out to Los Angeles. I've lived in New York City proper for 5 years. Then I moved to North Jersey, which is a suburb of New York, 5 years ago, coming up on 5 years ago. And I will tell you this, out of the big three, Chicago is definitely the most beautiful of these sort of major big US cities. It's still very beautiful, but the gang violence there is horrible. And the majority of people that is terrifying and who is really the victims of it are Black people in Black neighborhoods in that city. And so I get this text from my brother on Memorial Day, and I'm like so hurt by it, okay? And I'm noticing that no one's talking about this on social media, and like it's just no big deal that, you know, this happened. And I want to read to you some of the headlines about Memorial gun violence in major U.S. cities this Memorial Day weekend. I just listen to this. Chicago, where 9 people were shot and killed and at least 30 others were wounded over the course of the weekend, and the deadliest Memorial Day weekend since 2015. That's Chicago. Memphis, where at least 5 people were shot and killed and more than 7 people were wounded in shootings over the weekend. Memphis police report that homicides have increased this year. Baltimore, Baltimore is on track for one of its deadliest years in recent history. Over Memorial Day weekend in Baltimore, 9 people were killed and 5 people wounded. Let's go to St. Louis, where 5 people were shot and killed and 15 others were wounded, including 17 in whom were shot in the span of 12 hours in separate shootings across the city. That's St. Louis. Charlotte, North Carolina, where 9 people were shot and wounded and 1 person was killed over the weekend, including 6 who were wounded when a fight broke out on Saturday. This is from Memorial Day weekend in major U.S. cities across this country, and the overwhelming majority of the victims of these this gun violence were Black, and the majority of the people that victimized them were Black, and more than likely it's Black street gangs. Now, was this ever talked about did I see any of this, any outrage from any celebrities, any news organizations, anybody posting about the victims of this gang violence over Memorial Day weekend in these major cities? Basically, no, I did not, nor do I really ever. But what Memorial Day violence have we been hearing about since it happened? What happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis? Now, let me make this very clear to you. What happened to him? That video, that image of that police officer with his foot on George Floyd's neck and literally killing this man, suffocating him to death. It hurts me to my core. I cannot believe with my own eyes that this is happening, that I'm witnessing this. And it is a throwback to the videos that the images that you saw from the 1960s and, you know, of police officers doing that to civil rights activists. And I'm not equating George Floyd to a civil rights activist. Please don't think that I don't really know that much about him as a person, but I'm speaking that type of out in the open police brutality is that reminded me of those images. It hurt me to see that happen to George Floyd. It really did. Like, it was just like, I cannot believe I'm actually seeing this. It is horrific. And I'm thankful that justice appears that it's being served swiftly against the officers that did this. And I'm happy to see justice being served because God is a God of justice. What troubles me is that why is it that the media, when it is the only time that the media seems to highlight the murder of a Black person, it's when a white cop does it, when a white person does it, in the case of Ahmaud Arbery. And why is that that's the only type of it? And not just that, not just the media, but even celebrities. Why is it that the amount of gun violence that was happening in Black neighborhoods over Memorial Day weekend is so disturbing? And it has disturbed me for years, the amount of gang violence that is happening in Black neighborhoods, really since the crack epidemic started in the 80s. And it's sort of just like, that's just not a big deal to anybody. That's okay. Just par for the course. That's just what happens. You know, escape the hood. Me growing up, when I started my high school years, I was living in West Garfield Park on the west side of Chicago. So as I was starting my freshman year of high school, the violence from the crack epidemic was coming into that neighborhood. So I've seen people get shot in front of me. I walked out my door in the morning to blood splattered in front of my sidewalk. And I saw that happen. And it was sort of just like, it's just okay. Like that type of violence is okay. Or it's just, we've accepted it. It's not a big deal. In some cases, it's even glamorized. If like me, I'm a big hip hop rap person. I grew up listening to, I don't know if my dad will like this, but when I love hip hop. And when I was growing up, I listened to gangsta rap. And it was like, not only is that sort of seemingly acceptable, but you listen to music that even glamorizes that. It was nothing glamorous about living in a neighborhood that's turning into a war zone in the most, you know, in the wealthiest country in the world in peacetime. And you got to walk out your house and wondering if you're dodging bullets. And I was thankful that in my freshman year of high school, we moved to the near north side. And my whole environment changed. I was very thankful because I didn't want to live in a war zone and ducking and dodging bullets from Black street gangs that are like making their own neighborhoods and communities a living hell. I didn't want to live like that. But I'm not going to live like that doesn't exist. I'm not going to. And the issue that I have is that, and what's bothered me for years, is that I've noticed that for some reason, when it comes to media coverage, when it comes to celebrity attention of violence against Black people, it's only talked about when it's done by someone of another race. And why is that? And I'm going to tell you why it is. The reason for that is something called the spirit of division. These media outlets, if they really cared so much about the victimization of Black Americans, they wouldn't just report it when it's a white person doing it or someone of another race. They wouldn't. The media would be saturated with this. I mean, gosh, it's something that is so, when you see this happening, is so disturbing. The reason why there's so much media attention and also celebrity attention given only to Black victims of homicide, of violence when it's a white person, is because it's the intent of that is not serving a right intention. It's just to stir up division and strife. That's the purpose of it. There is no regard for. I was just looking at some crime statistics, and you really won't hear this talked about. You won't hear talked about in the media. You won't hear any celebrities tweeting about it or anything like that, because it's not going to stir up any division or strife. But I want to give you some crime statistics. This is from the National Council on Family Relations. So the homicide rate for Black Americans is 8 times higher than white Americans. Now I want you to hear me say that again. The homicide rate for Black Americans is 8 times higher than the homicide rate for whites. And that is Black on Black murder rate. 8 times higher. 8 times higher. The next thing, in the United States, a U.S. resident is 128 times more likely to be killed by everyday gun violence than by international terrorism. But guess what that actually increases to when it comes to a Black U.S. resident? The likelihood of a Black U.S. resident being the victim of gun violence is actually 500 times more likely. So general U.S. population, chances of them being a victim of everyday gun violence as opposed to a terrorist attack is 128 times more likely. A Black U.S. resident, 500 times more likely. A Black children who are I'm pausing like this because I was a child myself living in a neighborhood where I'm seeing with my own two eyes a gang member running up in front of me and shooting somebody. So when I see this crime statistic about, and this is the crime statistic, that Black children are 10 times more likely, 10 times more likely to be shot and killed in the United States by a gun than a white child. 10 times more likely. So I will tell you this, if the media and celebrities really cared about Black victimization, this would be a way bigger issue than just narrowing down to when something happens when the victimizer isn't Black. Okay, and the reason why I have to point this out is because you have to be aware when the spirit of division is operating. The media is only highlighting, I mean, they want to draw attention to Black victimization when the victimizer isn't Black, because they want to drive that division. They want that strife. They want the division. And this is, as a Christian person, you cannot yield to that. Do not yield. Don't give place to it. Do not give place to it, because we have to be part of the solution. We can't be a part of the problem. We have to deal with the issue of racism. I just talked about on the front end of this a video that I did dealing with the comment that I viewed as racist from that sportscaster about the NFL. Racism comes from the spirit of division. It manifests, and the spirit of division manifests itself in different ways. If God is a God of unity, promoting division will be the Antichrist. Okay, you have to understand that. If God wants unity, then what would the enemy want? Then he wants strife and division. And I've been there. Not yielding, in the modern day version of the spirit of division, the modern day version of it is racism. That's the main thing that the enemy uses, what I've seen amongst Christians to throw division is racism. That's one of them. I would say that's the main one. Sexism, and then I would say denominations or denominational strife also is there too. But I would say once church is over with, the number one thing that I've seen that, so when I say once church is over, once people take off their church face, their ministry face, and they show who they really are, the number one thing that I've noticed, regardless of the person's ethnic background, is that racism is the biggest ism. And I don't know how to say it. I want you to check out my podcast, and I'm going to be doing some more, but I have some podcasts that specifically deal with racism from different perspectives. So the racism that I deal with that yields from sort of white supremacy that comes from the church in Europe is called Gandhi's Rejection, where I did a series on that. I also deal with how the spirit of division and strife has done severe damage in Black American communities. And I could even highlight that to just Black Caribbean, to the motherland, to Africa. But this podcast is about how the spirit of division actually has done severe damage in Black American communities. And it's called The Sad Souls of Slain Civil Rights Leaders. So definitely check that out. But what I want to say here is that you can't, when you look at how Memorial Day weekend 2020 was covered, and the attention, we noticed that, what I noticed is that the violence, the victimization of Black people in their own neighborhoods, nobody really seemed to care about that. They didn't get that much media coverage at all, period. But the victimization of George Floyd by the white police officer is what got all the media coverage and everyone's attention. And don't say that it was because it was a police officer. If that would have just been a civilian and it was a white person, it would have still gotten the media coverage. And it's not to say that what happened was not wrong. It was beyond wrong. It's horrific and just disturbing, and it's horrible. It's a nightmare. But watch out for engaging the spirit of division in the midst of it, because that's why the media coverage is so different in the two situations. And I want to point that out. And I'm telling you, don't yield to that. We have to address racism. We also have to address the Black on Black violence. It has to be addressed. And I'm telling you, go back and check out my podcast, The Sad Souls of Slain Civil Rights Leaders, because I talk about the spiritual origin of that behavior, because there's a spiritual origin to why all this violence started and continues in Black neighborhoods in this country. But I want to give you two verses to close on today for this episode of this series of Straight from the Heart. The first one is, it comes from James, the book of James, chapter 3, verse 16. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. "For where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. For where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work." That's from the King James Version of the Bible, book of James, chapter 3, verse 16. The next verse I want to read is Romans chapter 16, verse 17, in its New International Version. "I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them." I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them. Hear that last part of Romans 16, 17. Keep away from them. Be very careful. Now, I was listening to someone talk about, you know, even during the pandemic that we're living through right now, you can't be saturated in news coverage. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, it's going to hurt you. It's going to mess up your perspective. It's not in line with the word of God. It's not in line with how God wants you to see it. As the body of Christ, we have to respond to real issues like racism, like police brutality, like Black on Black violence. We have to respond to it with a godly response. We cannot engage the spirit of division. And I'm telling you right now that this media coverage, That's the purpose of that, and the unevenness of it, the radical unevenness of it, of how they cover Black victimization. The purpose of that is to stir up division and strife, and we cannot be a part of that. If that's what if I could urge you to walk away with anything from this podcast, this episode of this podcast, is to get a godly perspective on these issues. If God tells you to do something, do it. But steer clear of being saturated in news coverage about this stuff, because I'm telling you, if that's where you're sort of receiving all your information and saturating yourself in that, you will not be walking in a godly perspective towards what's happening. We're not ignoring what's happening. We're not pretending like it's not here. We just need to have a godly solution to these things. That's what's on my heart, and that's what I want to share this evening. So I want to thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is the first episode of the series From the Heart. And check out my website, nyamkaward.com, and join me for the next episode of this series. Thank you so much.